Riders Radio Theater is on the air.
Go, go. It's the Riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yay. Yeah, we've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. Too Slim, the man of many hats. Woody Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spender inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
Ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you with Riders in the Sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,924th performance of their career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, Texas Vic Spender, a voice that sold a million baby chicks over border radio. Thank you to the jam-packed Emory Auditorium.
Wow.
Thank you to Too Slim, Ranger Doug, and Woody Paul. We are Riders in the Sky, and our orchestra, as always, is under the capable and competent direction of Joey, the Cow Polka King. We're going to get right on a wild old horse and take a ride on Skyball Paint.
Now Skyball Paint was the devil's Satan, his eyes were the fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, but all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this night till his blood began to boil. And then I hit the ground and I ate 3 pounds of good old western soil.
Singing hi-ho, hope you die, oh, ride of mine, down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
I swore by heck I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. Threw my noose on that old cayuse and once more took a ride. Turned around and soon it found his tailor said to be. So I said, says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me.
Singing hi-ho, whoopie-di-o, ride of mine, down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil.
Town one day I chanced to stray up on old Sheriff Jim.
Jim
bought a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar and sold that nag to him. But when he plants a seat of his pants on Skyball's leather chair, I'll bet 4 bits when Skyball quits, old Jim will not be there.
Singing hi-ho, hoopie-di-o, ride of mine, down you go. Sons of the western soil, sons of the western soil. Hey, yo, da, lo, 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 hey, yo, da, lo,
yeah. Get back, get back, get back to where you once belonged, and that's right here on Riders Radio Theater. After this astounding message, here's pro and a con, L. Philo Larry Mammoth.
Friends, are your drains draining, your flushers flushing, your pipes perking along, or is everything that should be flowing out of your house like the dad blame Cuyahoga River come to a screeching halt?
Well, don't let a bunch of hair and gook stuck in some PVC break your heart, not when there's Yodel Rooter.
Yodel-o-dee.
Yes, Yodel Rooter.
Yodel-o-dee.
No muss, no fuss, no weird twisty wire deal scratching up the innards.
Just a big handsome underemployed cowboy in a big handsome hat leaning over your drain and... There she goes, on down the river to New Orleans or wherever that stuff winds up.
You got a big dinner planned to thaw out Miss Iceberg?
Let's see. Is everything here? Cracklers? bottle of Cheblis, plenty of ragu. Oh, darn, the toilet's backed up. Oh, Monica will be here in 5 minutes. Our night of love is ruined.
Not with a quick call, the Yodel Router. Patrolling technicians on horseback are equipped with saddle horn cellular phones.
Emergency, commode in distress, 481 Hairball Lane.
Hairball Lane, that's my district. On turbo, on boy.
And before you can say, who put that in there?
There, that should flush it down the river to New Orleans or wherever that stuff ends up.
Oh, Rollo, I just love a man who takes charge and unplugs his pipes.
Oh, Monica, my love. Bless you, Yodel Router.
Yes, Yodel Router.
Ordalote.
Cleans drains, septic, downspout, sinus, arteries, lower elementary, wherever sludge won't budge.
How much? Only $9.99 per pound of displaced waste. You heard me, only $9.99.
Call 1-900-YO-ROOTS, that's 1-900-YO-ROOTS, and remember, call Yodel Router if your drain ain't clean. Send all your troubles down to New Orleans, or wherever that stuff winds up.
Riders Radio Theater sends a great big Western howdy to our station of the week, KCOZ in Point Lookout, Missouri.
Howdy, Point Lookout!
And now here's the king of the cowboy fiddlers with a little of the clean wash rag. Time for the increasingly popular feature, Open Phones.
Yes, Open Phones, Texas Bix, where we take a call on the air and meet one of our listeners. How convenient. There's one now. Riders Radio Theater, Ranger Doug, idol of American youth speaking.
This is Pops, Ranger Doug. I really am enjoying this show.
Wow. Pops, Satchmo, Gatemouth. Wow. I didn't even know Riders Radio Theater reached up there.
Yeah, VX, you got a repeater that'll blow the spats off your brogans, Jack. You dig?
Yes, I do. Well, what's on your mind tonight, Pops?
Well, I admire the cutting up on the show, but I really like the music. You know, that Woody and that Joey, that beautiful musician. Yeah.
Thanks, Pops.
Yeah, but I'm having a little disagreement with some of the guys up here.
Really?
They say you can't play the blues on the accordion.
Oh, that's not right, Pops. The blues is a state of mind.
Yeah.
It's a way of life.
That's what I tell them, yeah.
It's the smell of kielbasa in Cleveland on a hot Sunday morning.
Yeah.
It's knowing every year that your ball club won't amount to a bucket of spit.
Yeah. That's the blues,
that's
Jack.
That's the blues.
That's what I tell them. And you can play the blues on anything, you just gotta feel it. But they don't buy it, so could you help me out, Joey? I knew you could. Play the blues one time for me. I'll be listening. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you, Pops. Joey, play that bluesy music polka boy. Here's one for Pops.
Thank you.
Indeed. Writers Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WVXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlebags. We'll be right back. We continue now with our national Beatle polka countdown. Here's survey song number 6, Norwegian Wood.
Polka!
Welcome back, buckaroos and buckarets. You're listening to Writers Radio Theater. And now Writers Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 8 of the exciting Western melodrama, Marauders of the Cosmos. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, Ranger Doug, his heart aching because he believes Miss Marne to be involved with someone else, is burying himself in search of the Grand Croutons for the last surviving Studebaker Golden Hawk. Slim and Woody are too boneheaded to understand his pain. Meanwhile, this evil Slocum is up to his ears in yet another big and evil plan.
Charlie, we're going to build a rocket gun up the side of Mount Brigitte.
The purpose of the rocket gun is to get a vehicle into space because...
there's a comet coming, and it's called Rudy.
The comet is composed of spamium, a spoonful of which could power a city the size of New York for a whole year. But when word gets out that Slocum is planning to clear-cut the south slope of Mount Brigitte to build his rocket gun, Miss Marm and her Sunrise Aerobics class, composed of practically every woman in town, and of course a few men, hurries to the mountain to defend it. When they get there, they scare Charlie off yet another cliff. Meanwhile, in town, 75 18-wheelers have arrived laden with construction material for Slocum's rocket gun. The problem is the drivers were professional entertainers, and when a pay-in showbiz gig came their way, per their contract, they abandoned their trucks in the middle of Tumbleweed City.
This is an outrage! My depositors can't get to my bank, and I can't get to Opal's tap room. Sheriff Drywall, where are you, man?
Slocum, if you don't move these trucks within 30 minutes, I'm gonna have to impound them.
And now episode 8, entitled 18-Wheelers and a Dozen Donuts. The main street of Tumbleweed City is clogged with huge driverless 18-wheelers. The high sheriff, egged on by mayor and First National Bank president, Cash Arbitrage, cannot tolerate this traffic disruptor.
Welcome. Your time is up.
Hi, Sheriff. Do your duty.
I'm impounding these trucks.
Yeah, who's going to drive them for
you? Oh, I can drive them myself.
All right. Where are you going to put them?
Sir?
Why, he'll put them up your frozen assets.
Look, we got a problem here, but it's nothing more than simple arithmetic.
Sure, there ain't no such thing as simple arithmetic.
Okay, ABC. Hey, you're working two jobs so you can repay the bank loan to finance your trip to Nashville. B, I got some trucks that need to be moved to my base on Mount Brigitte. And C, I'll pay off your loan if you'll move my trucks. What do you say?
Well, it sounds kind of like what they call a conflict of interest to me.
Nonsense. There's no conflict as long as he's paying the interest as well.
Yeah? Well, even so, it'd take me 2 or 3 days to move all these trucks where you want them, and we can't leave this street blocked that long.
No problem. I got a plan to move them all at once.
Well, the man might ask, what would that plan be?
Well, we hook them together with cable. I put a radio control on each truck, except for the lead. That's the one you drive.
Sir?
Pay his note back first. And it sounds like a wonderful plan to me, right, High Sheriff?
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm kind of enjoying my night watchman's job.
Hey, you won't enjoy it so much after I install a TV camera to monitor my office and catch you sleeping on my sofa every night.
Mr. Slocum, you got yourself a driver there.
All right.
Meanwhile, at the famed old Harmony Ranch, Too Slim and Woody are becoming concerned about Ranger Doug.
Gosh, Ranger Doug has never gone off without us before.
Why, he's just mooning over that gal. Like I always say, a woman will make a good man go nuts.
Hey, I got an idea. I bet if we ride up to the Crouton Crossroads on Mount Brigitte, we could meet up with Ranger Doug.
Good thinking, Woody.
Yeah, thanks, Too Slim. It's that kind of thinking that's made me the king of the cowboy fiddlers.
If you say so, Woody.
At the Crouton Crossroads on Mount Brigitte, Miss Marm and her aerobic environmentalists are setting up a chain of life human blockade.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb.
Okay, ladies, and rhubarb, of course, rhubarb, you few men. Rhubarb. The trucks will come down that steep hill over there and then right back up to this crossroads. The road to the right dead ends at the edge of a cliff, so the only way they can go is straight through, and we must block them with a chain of life. No trucks shall pass! No trucks shall pass!
While the plucky protesters ready their human blockade, back in Tumbleweed City, the trucks, 75 strong, are ready to roll.
All right, drywall, you ready to go?
Yep, sure am. Got me a big box of donuts here and a jumbo coffee. If I just had some idea how this is going to work, I'd be all right.
Well, it's simple. I hooked all the other trucks up behind you with unbreakable steel cable. All their transmissions are in neutral, and their air brakes are radio controlled by yours. In other words, when you put your brakes on, all the other brakes go on, too. If you don't put your brakes on, they won't stop.
Uh-huh.
I disconnected all their steering wheels so they'll act like a train and follow their leader. That's your truck anywhere. What do you think?
Oh, anything you say, Mr. Slocum.
Ah, relax. There's nothing to worry about. Now, you'll have slow going pulling all that weight up hills, but going down them, you should be able to pick up some good speed. Now, get going, drywall.
Yep. 10-4.
And so the mighty convoy powers up and pulls out. Meanwhile, on the south slope of Mount Brigitte, at the base of Deadly Cliff, a huge doofus named Charlie is trying to extricate himself from the muck of the small pond he crashed into in our last episode.
I'm stuck in this mud. Really stuck. It's going to take a while to get out of here. On the other hand, things could be a lot worse. For once, I fell off a mountain and made a soft landing. Say, this must be my lucky day.
Well, maybe. But around these parts, as faithful listeners know, a doofus stuck in the mud is pretty much a sitting duck. On the far side of this same mountain, a lone rider, trying hard not to dwell on his aching heart, is searching for the elusive and possibly extinct Studebaker Golden Hawk. Pursing his lips, he gives forth with a delicate call of the vanished species.
Gas, 19.9 a gallon.
And by now, High Sheriff Drywall and his 75-strong convoy of marginally controlled 18-wheelers has reached the summit of J.C. King Hill and is hurtling downwards towards a rendezvous on the upside with a human chain.
Oh, what's the matter here? These brakes must be wearing out. These brakes are gone. I hope nothing gets in my way. I don't think I can stop this thing. I'm sort of running off of a cliff.
Up ahead, the human chain sees the oncoming convoy of trucks.
Stand your ground. They'll have to stop.
As the unstoppable force reaches the bottom of the hill and powers back up towards the immovable human chain, a pair of riders appear from a side trail.
Whoa, easy, boy, easy.
I don't like the looks of this. Limber up your rope, Slim.
What?
It's like a stampede, see? If you rope the lead cow, you can get the rest of them to follow.
What?
If we can rope the lead truck there and lead it down that road to the right, the rest of them will follow.
Rope a truck?
Too Slim, this is not the time or place for logic.
I see what you mean, Woody.
Tie the end of rope around your saddle horn there, partner.
All right.
Build a big loop and don't miss. Let's go.
Get up there, Birkenstock. Get up there.
As the trucks barrel down the hill and start back up, Drywall suddenly realizes that...
What the... Two riders close in on either side of me with big loops. Oh, that looks like a human chain up there. I can't stop these trucks. What on earth is going on here?
What's going on is the dynamics of dramatic momentum. In a sense, it's like Greek tragedy. Events are occurring that impel our participants towards a predetermined conclusion based upon their own inherent character flaws, or in this case, idiocies.
Get up there, Birkenstock! Get up there!
Bearing their horses onward, Woody and Two Slim twirl their truck corralling loops over their heads and let them fly. Their aim is true. The ropes land around the cab and drywall's truck and draw tight.
Up and roll. Mind you, I don't mind, but I came for the life of me to see how it's gonna help.
We got him, Woody! Yeah!
They have him all right, but to keep the Greek illusion going, roping the Minotaur and stopping it are two different things. The pull of the speeding truck is too much for the saddle cinches of the ropers, and
our cinches broke! Oh, whoa!
Without a cinch to hold them on, the saddles and the riders in them fly off their horses, land on the hard scrabble ground, and bounce along behind the speeding truck. Meanwhile, the bizarre convoy loses none of its frightening momentum as it thunders toward the human chain of protesters.
Stand fast!
Is this a disaster of unparalleled proportions about to strike Tumbleweed Valley?
Got no brakes, but maybe I can steer this thing down that right-hand road up there and keep from hitting that human chain. I made it!
The human chain is saved, but what about the 75 18-wheelers, the high sheriff, and the two cowboys riding their saddles behind them? Well, just when you think life has dealt you an unwinnable hand, suddenly, seemingly from out of nowhere, a heroic figure astride a striking white horse appears. It is Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth, an amazing Turbo, the wonder horse of the West.
Unless I miss my guess, some asinine effort to create Greek drama out of slapstick comedy has led to the very real possibility of real-life tragedy here. Fun Turbo, fun boy!
Of course, no normal horse could ever hope to catch up with a runaway convoy of trucks, but this is no ordinary horse. This is Amazing Turbo, the only horse in the world with afterburners.
Fun Turbo, fun boy!
Astride Amazing Turbo, Ranger Duck quickly catches the runaway truck.
Sheriff Drywall.
What?
Open that door and let me in.
I ain't gonna stop this truck.
I'm coming aboard.
Okay.
With amazing grace, Ranger Duck leaps aboard the errant truck.
That was a great leap, Ranger Duck, but
thank you.
Now we gotta jump back out of here because there ain't no way to stop these trucks from going over that cliff.
I've gotta save Woody and Slim. Turbo is staying alongside. You just jump on him.
Excuse me. Jump from a runaway truck to a horse galloping alongside. I ain't
don't think about it. Just jump. Turbo knows what to do.
Guess I got no choice.
Gathering his courage, Drywall leaps from the runaway truck, and Amazing Turbo gallops beneath him and carries him to safety. Meanwhile, Ranger Doug leans out of the speeding truck and climbs up on the roof. Using his trusty Gene Autry pocket knife, he cuts the ropes that would have pulled Woody and Slim to their death.
We're safe.
But Ranger Doug will never get off in time.
It is indeed a perilous situation. By now, the front wheels of the truck Ranger Doug is riding on have left the edge of the cliff.
He's doomed.
Far from it, unleashing his lightning reflexes, Ranger Doug leaps from the now airborne cab to the still on the ground trailer behind it. And just as it goes airborne too, he leaps to the cab of the truck behind it. Again and again, he leaps from doomed truck to doomed truck in a desperate race to reach solid ground before the entire convoy disappears over the cliff's edge. And just before the last truck goes airborne, he makes an astonishing leap that would be a world record broad jump for anyone else. But it's just all in a day's work for the idol of American youth. And on his way down, he tosses in a triple axle for form and lands lightly on his feet, a full 3 yards from the edge of the cliff. Meanwhile, down below, a doofus stuck in the mud is having second thoughts about this being his lucky day.
Uh-oh.
Was this Charlie's lucky day? What will Slocum do now? And will Ranger Doug's aching heart ever heal? Well, you won't find the answers to these questions in a Walt Whitman cartoon, but you will find them right here, same time, same station, next week in episode 9 of Marauders of the Cosmos, entitled
This Must Be My Lucky Day.
It's lightheaded, less filling, great-tasting melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming only to this Theater of the Mind. And now here again are Riders in the Sky and Joey the Cow Polka King.
Thank you, Texas Mixbender. I never dreamed you could talk so fast. Our classic of the West this week is from our new Columbia album. As we head south of the border to sing a song of love and romance.
Yes, they say Spanish is the loving tongue.
And I'm prepared to lick it to death.
Yes.
qué bonitos ojos tienes. Debajo de esas dos cejas, debajo de esas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieren mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera parpadear. Malagueña, sale rosa, besar tus labios quisiera. Besar tus labios quisiera, malagueña salerosa,
y decirte,
niña hermosa, quieres linda y hechicera. Quieres linda y hechicera, como el candor de una rosa. Si por pobre me desprecias, yo te concedo razón, yo te concedo razón, si por pobre me desprecias. Yo no te ofrezco riquezas, te ofrezco mi corazón, te ofrezco mi corazón, a cambio de mis pobrezas. Con el carmín
This is the VXU Radio Network.